Run to Old Navy to treat yourself with up to 40% off store-wide on fall's best dresses, cozy sweaters, and must-have jeans. Talk about a treat. Save up to 40% off at Old Navy or OldNavy.com. Run to Old Navy today. Valid 10/23 to 11/1. Select styles only.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Charles Mudd, and I want to first apologize for running a little bit behind schedule today, but I appreciate your patience for those that happen to be listening, and for those that will listen to the future, then, of course, it's somewhat irrelevant. I'm here today on a new show that Startup Radio is launching, and name of the show is Gaming Chords. Today's topic will be focused on a MineCon recap. Essentially, I want to go through some of the things that I ran across MineCon 2016 in Anaheim, California last weekend. It seems so that it was just yesterday. But Anaheim, California, MineCon 2016, great event. You know, MineCon is the Minecraft convention, and the first one occurred in 2011. They had one in 2012 and 2013. And then they did not have one in 2014. That was around the time that Microsoft was in talks, I presume, to acquire Mojang for that large sum of money that we've all read about. Then they did come back. There was some discussion as to whether or not they'd actually have another MineCon, whether Microsoft would do that or not, but they did. They came back with one in 2015 that happened to be in London. I attended that. It was great, fantastic time. That was July of last year, July of 2015. And then 2016, 12,000 tickets, Anaheim, California, which just occurred. And as I've said before, I was on Periscope yesterday talking about it a little bit, a recap, but I want to get into some more specifics here. There are really four components, or there were four components, I'd say, of MineCon. And first, let me say, the people at this convention, the people at MineCon, both the one that I attended in London, the one that I attended last weekend in California, are just fantastic people. Lots of kids. I think it's a convention for the kids because they are predominantly the players and the audience. But even the parents, I talked to so many parents, they love Minecraft, they recognize the potential that it has, and I'll get into that in a little bit of time, but in any case, there are four components that I break out of MineCon, and that is the panel discussions, the exhibitor space, the gaming tournament environment, and then the special programs. The special programs, the opening, the Saturday night party, the closing, and that's pretty much there. And all of those were fantastic. The panel discussions were really great. I happen to be on one panel online talking about online safety, staying safe online. But another panel that I went to, that I attended, actually had people talking about the joint venture, the 501c3 not-profit venture between Mojang and UN Habitat. And as I alluded to just a little bit, you know, Minecraft is more than just a game. It's more than just a game. It's more than something that the kids can play with. Adults engage in it, but it also provides so many opportunities for teaching, education. And with Block by Block, urban development, it actually enables various communities to help plan the development or redevelopment of urban space. And so there were representatives from UN Habitat talking about the venture with Mojang and the use of Minecraft and having people come in, use Minecraft to build out the particular items or buildings or structures that they'd like to see. And then after those are tweaked or examined, they can go to the architect for architectural drawings and eventually get to the point where they are implemented. And it's just a fantastic phenomenon. And the great thing, I believe, about, you know, I mean, granted, there may be other programs out there, but nothing like Minecraft because of its simplicity. It's not, and the simplicity is the genius of it, if we can combine those terms, that it's not difficult to get in and move blocks around to build things. So anybody really can, with a little bit of exposure, get into Minecraft, build out an area, and it's just fantastic. Now, the Block by Block, for more details, you can go to blockbyblock.org. But just to look at some of the areas, you know, one of the first area where they trialed Block by Block is Kibera in Nairobi. And that was 2012, and since then they've used 30 other locations across the globe. And one of the locations actually was in Anaheim, California. You wouldn't think that, but Anaheim, California actually used Minecraft to have children, kids, help explore developing a redevelopment space of a park. What items, what structures they'd like in a park that had certain restrictions. It had to be natural, so they couldn't have some of the plastic things that we're used to in playgrounds and parks. So they gave the city planners gave children the tools, various items that they could choose to put into the space, and then on various teams, they came together and use Minecraft to build out what they'd like to see in a park. And obviously they didn't choose everything or implement everything, but they had those ideas and the kids were able to contribute. And as many of the people, or as some of the people said on the panel, the kids were able to contribute in a way that they might have been reluctant to do so if it was just talking to them or trying to get them to come up. But anyway, blockbyblock.org, you can see a number of the pictures there, both of the actual development space, the Minecraft communities, or where they use Minecraft to develop that. So blockbyblock.org, 501c3 organization, a venture between Mojang and, my understanding is it's a venture between Mojang and UN Habitat. I think it's fantastic, and it's one of the best uses of Minecraft I've seen, and it demonstrates the expansive power of its impact. Turning to another area in where I think that Minecraft is, you know, just simply fantastic, is the way that it can help kids or adults learn programming. There were a couple vendors there, or a few vendors, talking about coding, education, and coding, but I want to focus on one in particular that happened to actually be there last year at MineCon, and that's Youth Digital. And my children have used Digital's programming. They have different classes, and it's a fantastic way to get the kids involved and engaged in coding. I was talking to the husband and wife team behind Youth Digital, and they really were talking to me about some new additions that they have that are going to really reinforce all of that and the resources available to it. So there's Youth Digital, that's in the exhibitor space. There were a number of other things in the exhibitor space that I found interesting. You know, one, not on the same level perhaps as Youth Digital, but there were Minecraft erasers. You know, another area that they had, and in the exhibitor space, I mean, you can break that down even further, right? There was the indie gaming section, which was fantastic. They had indie game developers showing the software and wares. A lot of interesting games that were there. And not necessarily Minecraft related, just independent video game developers showing the programs that they have. It was a great space to have and really a lot of enjoyment for a lot of people. The exhibitor space also included an area where people could play Minecraft on various platforms, the Xbox, the mobile or the iPads, mobile devices. They, of course, had the Jinx store where you could buy merchandise. A lot of really interesting products and items that are coming out in relation to Minecraft. I thought it was a fantastic MineCon. The kids really enjoyed it, not only mine, but the other kids. I mean, it is a convention for the kids. That is the primary audience. It's targeted toward them, and from their reaction, it just had, you know, it just had a fantastic response. Lydia Winters was great talking to the kids. There were the YouTubers that were there. Dan TDM was not there. His absence was definitely felt, but others filled the gap, such as Stampy Cat, definitely there. Squishy, number of others. And in fact, there were many of those that were talking about their involvement in the Minecraft story mode. And that's basically a choose-your-own-adventure. Many of you may remember those books, and I believe that they're still out there, on choose-your-own-adventure. And it's great. It's a combination of a video game series and reading, or being able to choose how things go. So I really had a great time watching that and hearing their discussion of how they interacted doing the voiceovers and so forth. So, you know, MineCon 2016 was a success. There's no question about it. A lot of interesting things. Again, the panel that I found most interesting for me as an adult and what I'm involved in happens to be the Block by Block venture, 501c3 organization. Some of the more interesting exhibitor spaces for me happen to be Youth Digital, talking about and using Minecraft in education. The other thing that I want to mention is just along the lines of maintaining, it's tapping somewhat into the program that I had with Sean Stipe in relation to staying safe online, which was targeted both to adults and kids. But I just want to mention one point of that, and that Minecraft Realms provides a really safe opportunity for a parent or an adult leader to create a space where kids can be invited to join. So it's a closed environment, a closed server, where the kids can play with others in a Minecraft world. You can certainly invite people on your own home network that to join your play. You can, if one of the kids is playing Minecraft, they can invite another child or another kid that's playing it on the same network, the internet network, let's say within a house, within a school, if they know the IP address. But Minecraft Realms, like other Minecraft servers, allows people remotely to join the same world and play around. And the great thing about Minecraft Realms is that you don't have any of the maintenance knowledge that's required to have your own Minecraft server. You can simply subscribe through Microsoft, through Mojang for Minecraft Realms. It's a monthly fee. And then the parent who's paying for it can monitor and manage who's invited and who participates. So Minecon 2016, great event. I'm looking forward to the possibility of attending and participating in Minecon 2017. We don't have any dates or locations on that yet, but here on Gaming Chords, we'll definitely keep you posted. Now, what about Gaming Chords? What is our objective? Well, it's kind of fun to start this with the Minecon recap. I think it's a great means to kind of launch this program, this show, Gaming Chords. And what do we want to talk about? Well, there's probably three components that will be addressed. One is certainly gaming news, talking about various video games, talking about the technology that is related to that. There's artificial intelligence aspects. There's augmented reality with your Pokemon Go game. There's virtual reality, the hardware and software involved in that with the Oculus and the Vive being two of the primary providers of virtual reality hardware. And then, of course, the third component tying into all of that is policy and law. So that's kind of, if you want to use the Chord terminology or where we're coming up with that, there are three components. Just as a chord has three notes that are in synchronicity with one another, so too within the gaming environment we have three aspects that we want to talk about. And there may be shows that are focused on one versus the other, or there may be shows that are talking about all three. But certainly, that is the objective here. So that is going to be Gaming Chords and what we're hoping to accomplish with that. And I believe, if I can confirm with my producer, that the show will be, there may be some special shows, but on a regular basis it'll be every 2 weeks on Friday at noon Central, and then we'll follow that up with a rebroadcast of Gaming Chords at 6 p.m. Central on Friday. And of course, all of the material on Startup Radio, which is our umbrella host, and thank you to Startup Radio, will be push to iTunes and other channels where you might find it under the Startup Radio umbrella. If you ever have any questions, feel free to call in. We will continue to market and promote Gaming Chords. We hope that you'll enjoy the discussion that we want to provide you. And I hope you've enjoyed today's initial segment, providing some recap of the Minecon 2016 experience. I wish you all well, to have a great weekend, and I look forward to seeing and hearing all of you that might be out there in a couple weeks. Talk to you soon. Enjoy and game well.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Run to Old Navy to treat yourself with up to 40% off store-wide on fall's best dresses, cozy sweaters, and must-have jeans. Talk about a treat. Save up to 40% off at Old Navy or OldNavy.com. Run to Old Navy today. Valid 10/23 to 11/1. Select styles only.